Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now I can preach it like this, okay? Repent! Or I can tell you, change your mind. Preaching repentance in the area of consciousness of sins is dishonoring the work of Jesus.
Repentance means you realize you're guilty, that you deserve the wrath and punishment of God. You begin to realize that sin is in you, and you turn your back on it in every shape and form. You renounce the world, whatever the cost, and you deny yourself and take up the cross and go after Christ.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No, that's all wrong. This is the Sean Hannity Program, and I'm your host, Rush Limbaugh. Hey, that's my truth. This is Wretched Radio, whether I believe it or not, that's what it is. But these days, living in a postmodern world, whatever you want to believe is. That is the culture that we are currently immersed in. And those are the people to whom we must bring the word of truth, the exclusive gospel of Jesus Christ, and to persuade people that you cannot make up your own reality. We simply try to study reality to understand what it actually is. But these days, in a postmodern world, you make reality whatever you want it to be. Along comes Jesus Christ, who answers the very old question, what is truth? And he answers it not by saying, well, here's the construct, here's the concept, here's the philosophy, here's the logical system to get you there. No, he answers it in himself. Truth is not a thing. Truth is not abstract. Truth is a person, Jesus Christ himself. Let's go to KSU. Met a very polite, nice young man. He drives within the lines. So apparently he believes those lines are true. He believes that when you go to Starbucks and they tell you it's $5, he doesn't believe it's 8 cents. He lives in one world, but he's forced to believe another thing, and that all truth is valid truth and it's Plato. You make it up as you go. This was my witness encounter with Luke.
You know, I grew up like Christian, so I would say like, from a Christian's perspective, like truth is like God brought us here, God put us on the earth, and he died on the cross for us. And from like our perspective though, truth is just, I mean, it just depends on your perspective, really, like how you grew up, what your experiences in life, and like truth is more so like, it can be really what you make of it, I guess.
So can I make my own truth? Let me tell you what I believe. Okay. I believe that if before I die, I visit Pittsburgh 10 times and eat 4 pounds of chocolate at the Pittsburgh Chocolate Factory for all of eternity, I will spend in Hershey, Pennsylvania, eating Hershey's Kisses for all of eternity. That's what I believe is true. Am I right?
See, that's basically my point, where I was like, that's your perspective. It doesn't affect me what you believe. And a certain sense, I guess it does. Like, but if you believe that, then I mean, that's all you. Like, I respect that. And like, who am I to say like what's true and what's wrong? Like, truth is just honestly whatever you want to believe in. And like, if that works for you, if that makes your like life better, and like you can go through your life like, hey, like I have something that I believe in and something that like I can like put my trust in, and you have purpose in life, then I guess finding purpose in life is like the main overall purpose and truth, I guess.
Let me test that theory, okay? If I believe that clubbing small children to death is fun and I benefit from it and I enjoy it and it's my truth that it's okay, would you agree with my truth?
Okay, well, that's getting into laws and like, okay, obviously stuff like that is just like, just
morally incorrect. I'll work with you on that. But why is that morally incorrect?
Because as humans, like we grow up and like, it's like, I don't know, human like morale, like you just like have an instinct to like do good things. And
but if my instinct is to do that, then who is anybody to say that I'm wrong?
Because with the whole truth thing, see, with that, you're having an actual, like, effect and, like, a hurt on other people, like, you're affecting the children you're killing. But if your truth, like, is just, like, in, like, a religion or something like that, and you're not, like, affecting anybody else, then, like, you can believe, like, whatever you want if that's
what you do. Well, I agree, but I think you might be jumping categories just a little bit, okay? Basically, what you're saying is if it hurts somebody, it's not acceptable, correct?
Sure.
All right. But I'm going to press on that.
All right.
Luke, why? So what if I hurt somebody? Who cares?
I mean, you wouldn't want somebody to hurt you. I mean, like, each person has their own story, their own life, their own, like, I guess, like, in a selfish sense, like, everybody's, like, doing their own thing. Like, everybody has a life. Everybody has their own purpose and stuff.
I understand. But if truth is up for grabs for anybody to define, then who would you be to impose your values on me who likes to club small children? So what if it hurts a kid? Who cares? If there is no objective truth, then clubbing a child is not an issue of right or wrong. It's merely an issue of preference. You can say, I don't prefer beating up kids, but if you do, that's your preference. But if there's an objective standard of truth and morality, then we would have an arbiter to determine who's meeting the standard or not. You track it with me?
So are you advocating for, like, complete, like, libertarianism? Like, you just do whatever you want, like, whoever you are?
No, what I would suggest to you is that without some sort of moral authority, there is no morality. For instance, if there were no signs on this street right next to us, no speed limits, no stop signs, I could barrel through here at 100 miles an hour because nobody said it's wrong. But if the legal authority posts a sign that says 15 miles an hour and stop there, now I have to do it. And if I blast through here at 100 miles an hour, I can be tagged and be found guilty because the authority has said you will go this fast and no faster. And I think the same thing is true with morality. Unless there's an authority who says you don't beat up little kids, then it's merely preference and I can do what I want. That's what I'm driving at.
Okay, but so, like, for you personally, you're saying, like, I don't understand, like, what your, like standpoint is. So you're saying, like,
I really haven't shared any sort of view with you.
Okay, that's
what we're talking. Wondering. Well, I can share. Do you want me to share my understanding?
I'm wondering, like, your perspective, I guess, because I mean, I'm in such a young stage in life, and such, like, college is like a find your way type of deal.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been listening to, like, the, like, you know, I'm young. I haven't really gotten into much, like purpose, truth, and, like, deep stuff like that, because for me, life more recently has become more of, like, a serious thing, you know, like, in high school and as a kid, like, life, like, you know, you're just trying to out there have fun. That's the truth in life, have fun as a kid. But when you get older, like, it's more about, like, you know, job, family, like, providing for yourself and others, and, like, also, like, it's funny you ask, because I've been doing so much looking recently about, like, what is, like, Earth? Like, is this a simulation? Is stuff like that? Conspiracies, like, flat Earth. I'm not saying I'm a flat earther, but looking into, like, just, like, purpose of the Earth and stuff like that. Like, where we came from.
Can I pay you a compliment?
For sure.
How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You just exhibited a tremendous amount of humility. And that's really rare for an 18-year-old to say, I don't really have this stuff figured out. I'm trying to, but I don't think I've got it.
I mean, you're asking a question that, like, who really can have it figured out?
So now let's just say your death date comes, whenever it is. You walk out, that bus hits you, you get mowed down. You are instantly standing before God. And the books on Luke's life are opened up, and he knows every thought, every word, every deed done in darkness will be brought into the light. Will God find you innocent or guilty?
Well, I mean, considering God doesn't, like, from my knowledge, God doesn't judge you whether or not, like, the bad things you've done, because we all do bad things. So I would say yes, because I believe.
Yes, what?
Yes, he would forgive me because, like, I believe. But, I mean, he would, like, looking over, if it was just based thoroughly on, like, whether I sin or not or do bad things, then I would say no, because everybody does bad things.
All right, so then help me out. You just said that God would forgive you. It seems to me that if I stood before a judge and I was guilty and I said, but, judge, I believe in you, he's going to say, well, that's kind of weird, frankly. You're going to jail. Because you've got a debt to society and you're going to pay it. Why would God let you off the hook?
Because you believe in, like, a greater good, I guess. Like, you believe in him and, like, your life purpose was, like, I guess, like, rooted in him and not, like, I mean, like, it's really unfair to compare, like, a jury sentence in real life to, like, of outer worldly, like.
Well, I agree with that, but only insofar as this is a lesser version of the heavenly reality. It'll be much more accurate, much more thorough, much higher standards than an earthly court.
Did you catch that? This is an example, a perfect demonstration of what universities try to instill into students. Math, true. Science, verifiable. Religion, abstract, because that realm, it's kind of the realm of la-la land. Only things that are empirical, observable, testable, those are the only things that qualify for truth. Luke personifies that worldview, so we will continue our conversation with this postmodern young man to introduce him to the person of truth next on Wretched Radio.
There's a lot of Christian content out there that sounds deep, but it actually isn't. It's inspirational. It's nice, but it doesn't actually help you when life gets hard. Fortis Forums are completely different. We're talking about how to comfort someone who's grieving and what Scripture actually says, not just what sounds nice. We're talking about marriage when things aren't easy and mental health and whether the Bible has real answers. Biblical manhood for a generation that's never been really given a model to follow. These are in-depth conversations with people like Dr. Jason Lyle, Libby Glosson, Dr. Adam Tyson, and Dr. John Crotts, teachers who take the Bible seriously and don't shy away from the hard topics. These Fortis Forums are all on Fortis Plus for you to watch right now for free. And they're ready when you are. Just download the app wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org and see what biblical depth actually looks like.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a lot of ministries talk to individuals, and that's fine. But somewhere along the way, the local church gets forgotten. And we believe that to be a big problem. Because the local church is the institution that Jesus promised to build. It's not an afterthought. It's the plan. And that's why we exist at Fortis Institute. We exist to strengthen local churches, not replace them. Everything we create, our podcasts, our videos, all of our resources and teaching, it's all designed to be useful to pastors and small group leaders and church members who want to grow. We're not trying to be your church. As a matter of fact, we're always pointing to your local church. And if that mission is something that resonates with you, would you consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Your support helps us create content that equips the saints and strengthens the body of Christ. And we know you have questions about what that would look like in your life, and we've got answers at fortisinstitute.org. Help us be a part of something that serves the local church. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Revelation.
God has revealed himself through many means, including the conscience. God has given each person a conscience so that they can understand his moral standard and their failure to keep that standard. While the conscience can be deadened and twisted by sin, every human being has an innate knowledge of God's law.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
What do science, math, and religion have in common? This is Wretched Radio. Visited KSU, Kennesaw State University. I dig going there. Like talking to these students. They are polite, they are friendly, and frankly, they're actually interested in talking about the subject of God. And so it was, I met a young man named Luke, and he personified postmodernism. And he was under the delusion that science and math, they exist in one realm, religion in another. Well, no, they don't. Now, granted, I can have all kinds of beliefs, and we can have disparate beliefs, but that doesn't mean that beliefs aren't either true or false. The postmodern mindset, and Luke demonstrates this so clearly, says it's true in the realm of religion, but just for you, which we know is absolutely ridiculous. But that is an argument that seems to have won the day. And so it is. We're going to continue my conversation with postmodern Luke at Kennesaw State University.
See, I think the reason, Luke, you know, we're talking about truth, that we've got court systems. I think that a lot of things that happen on earth are a mirrored reflection of what's going on in heaven. We have justice because God is just. We're in relationships because God is in a relationship with himself. We work because God works. We're artistic because God is artistic. We communicate because God communicates. So we reflect him in those senses. God is extremely just, and he's going to make sure that every deed that has been done that is against his law, he's going to deal with it in a court, and nobody's going to get off the hook with a clever lawyer. So Luke, tell me, based on your background, your knowledge, why would God let you go? Think back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this one.
To Easter. I'm giving you a hint.
Because he took all of our sin away from us.
There it is. You broke God's law. Jesus paid your fine.
Correct.
That's how God can be just and the justifier of those who believe in him. If God just lets people go, he's not just, but he's provided a way to be just and loving and merciful all at the same time. Sent his son, took on human form, died a cruel death on your behalf that can get presented to God as payment in full for your crimes against him, and he can set you free because of what Jesus did. That's called the gospel. That's good news. And Luke, because we're talking about truth here, I would suggest to you that that story is true, definitively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, for many reasons. But one of them is it answers all of the big questions of life coherently. Where did you come from? Why are you here? How are you supposed to live? What's going to happen when I die? You're a thoughtful kid. So sorry, I called you kid. Ouch, that hurt me more than it hurt you. I promise you. You're a thoughtful young man. As you look at all of these worldviews, see if they answer those questions in a way that doesn't contradict each other and that makes sense. Because here's what the Bible says. God thought of you before eternity began. He made you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He formed you. He's given you life. He's given you a lot of good things. He's given you a creation to let you know that he exists. He's put you into a church where you've heard the good news of the gospel. He wants you to believe in him wholeheartedly and live for him the rest of your life. That's your purpose in life. And when you die, you go to heaven to be with the one who made you and loves you more than anybody else on the planet. So when you study these other worldviews, it tends to get a little hinky with harmonizing all of those things.
For sure. That's my personal downfall. I definitely need to like look more into like generalize like pros and cons of like all the religions and stuff, because for me the biggest thing that I struggle with is like growing up in a Christian home can be like as good and as bad like on either end, because I grew up just like where that was like the automatic truth. And like, I didn't really find it on my own. So I guess I struggle with, you know, there could be a kid in Syria who grew up believing in Islam. And if he's over there and he's willing to say like die for his religion, who's to say that he's wrong and I'm right?
You know, that's our whole conversation.
For sure.
Right? What is truth? Now, but here's a challenge to you on that. Luke, if you follow that like really doggedly, you're going to have to travel to the outer edges of the universe to make sure that there isn't another truth or religion out there.
Yeah,
I would suggest to you that your search for truth can actually stop when you find it. Once I've concluded this is definitively true, Jesus rose from the dead for sinners, there's no reason to go look at every other religion that exists. There's thousands of them. When you find the truth, search is done. When you look for your car keys, when you find them, you don't keep looking.
For sure.
And if you found the truth, your search is over. So the question then is Jesus the truth?
I mean, I would answer yes, but...
Oh, the butt word.
I struggle with, like, possibilities and, like, other religions and, like...
But if you'll track with me, I think we can eliminate those options for you. If Jesus Christ is God, and if Jesus Christ walked this earth and did indeed get brutally beaten, spat upon, mocked, and hung on a cross for you so your sins can be forgiven, and he claimed, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, that is either correct and all of those other systems are wrong, or he's wrong. That's what you're left with. So you need to either fully embrace the deity of Jesus Christ or reject it, because he doesn't give you that option.
Agreed, but I don't think it's like wrong in any way to like question, look for evidence and like strengthen argument. So like look for proof and stuff. I don't think that's really like...
I'm going to tell you something really wacky. Okay, this is going to make you go, oh man. Understanding all of these things, the Bible says an unregenerate man can't get them. God's order is not, all right, think everything through, logic, reason, examination, figure out every single world system, weigh them, balance them, then come to a conclusion, even if it's me, terrific. And you figured it out, and now you're following the right system. That's not God's order. God says, you must be born again, and then it's going to make sense to you. It's the opposite, because we're having spiritual conversations right now, and spiritual things cannot be discerned by somebody who's not spiritual. So I know that like kind of flies into your logic and reason center, but God says, I want you to humble yourself like a child. That's what he's after. I want you to humble yourself, and I'll reveal to you what truth is progressively as you go. All right. Your take on all of this is what?
Very informative and a good, like, eye-opener, I guess.
Okay, can we, like, without this, like, being the interview, man, I would just love for you to consider these things and think it through, all right? We asked the first question, what is truth? Jesus said, I'm the truth. He didn't write it down. It's not in a book someplace where you can go visit it and read about it. He said, I'm it. I embody truth. So the answer to the question, what is truth, is not a phrase or an ideology. It's a person. Jesus Christ is the truth.
And that was the day I understood Campus Ministries. That conversation with a young man named Luke, who was open at least to hearing my religious perspective. He was actually asking good questions. And when I left that encounter, I remember feeling rather heavy-hearted. Oh, just to be on this campus for a longer amount of time, to be here regularly, to be accessible, even to a kid like Luke, or to 1,000 other young people who are just plain confused, and they realize it. They actually are understanding it. And I think increasingly they are understanding that what they are being taught in class does not comport with reality. And they are feeling like, I'm being told that there's no morals and values, only that which we created as a culture. But I know for sure that the culture that created Nazi Germany was wrong. and oh, to be there to help them sort out their worldview. I have a friend, and she regularly goes to campus ministry. This is Jen. She heads up the What Time Is Purple program, distributing booklets onto university campuses. And she goes to the campus all the time. And I remember thinking, okay, you know, that's your thing. That's what you're into. But I remember after this conversation with Luke, I remember going, I understand why Jen likes to go there regularly. She's out there every single week. I get it. I understand it. Having a presence, being with these kids and answering these questions because they're perplexed, they're confused, and their feet are firmly planted in midair. In other words, they are utterly confused and they're looking for an adult who would actually care to take the time and explain these things to them earnestly and respectfully. I would plead with you, if you have the opportunity to have a regular presence on a campus, especially in connection with a good local church, please come up with your game plan. Get out there, establish a beachhead, and go there week after week after week after week so that you can meet Luke and Sarah and Jane and Bill and explain to them the truth. I'm telling you, they are open and interested, and we can help them not just sort out their thinking, but to change their believing. This is Wretched Radio.